The Warriors hosting the Lakers in a Saturday night showdown where from the jump, Klay Thompson helping set the tone. He would finish the night with a game-high 28 points and 4 3-pointers. Kevin Durant powering his way to 21 points and 11 assists on the evening. DeMarcus Cousins delivering 18 points and 10 rebounds, helping fuel a fourth-quarter frenzy. Stephen Curry with 14 points on the night and a tremendous boost from Andre Iguodala as he added 17 points to the effort in a 115-101 win over the Lakers.
The trickle-down effect, did you see DeMarcus's dunk have on the rest of the guys?
I thought his dunk brought the arena to life, and it brought the team to life. You know, we were searching for energy and emotion up until that point. I think this was a typical game where, you know, you let your guard down a little because the other team's best player's not playing, and so there was no life in the building, and our guys weren't generating any energy. And that play sort of changed all of that.
Steph obviously had a big fourth quarter, but considering he was struggling for the first three quarters, I mean, what does it say about, you know, the rest of the guys who were able to keep you in the game and be able to come back?
Well, we got a lot of great players, obviously. I mean, we're healthy now. We've got lots of talent. We should always be able to withstand a tough night from one of our big scorers. And, you know, that's kind of been the formula here for the last few years. Usually, between Kevin, Klay, and Steph, usually at least two of them are going. And on the nights when one guy's struggling, the other guys step up.
Iggy time came early to this year. Usually we see Iggy flourish towards the playoffs. What happened?
I'm sorry, I didn't.
Iggy played very well today.
Yeah.
Usually he makes a special effort towards the playoffs. I was wondering, was that something planned or?
Andre has had a tremendous season, and he's been playing like this. He had a tough game last game. I forget who we played, but it was Philadelphia. You know, he had a tough game. But you look at the way he's played over the course of the year, this is not surprising. He's had a brilliant year.
Looked like Draymond tweaked his ankle in the first half. Is in kind of limited his minutes there in the second a little bit?
Not really. It's we went with the usual rotation, you know, taking him out mid-third. And then when I took him out when he had his fifth foul, at that point, I didn't want to bring him back in if I didn't have to, and we were able to keep the lead, so I did not, didn't bring him back.
You were pretty hot at the half. What was your issue there?
I was just mad at the. There was a play. I thought there was a travel at the end of the half, and you guys know me with travels. It's my own personal crusade that's never going to get anywhere. I'm just tired of all the travels that go on uncalled, but it's just the way it goes.
Steve, you mentioned the lack of energy in the building. There seemed to be plenty of energy from some Lakers fans chanting, "We want Klay tonight." Did you hear some of that? And any thoughts on their energy behind that?
They should want Klay. if I were sitting with them, I'd chant the same thing.
You know, sometimes when you win, you still find things to not like. What did you not like tonight? And I'm sure second chance points was probably one of the things you didn't like.
Yeah, they had 8 offensive boards in the first quarter. For most of the game, they had about a 10 possession advantage on us. And, that's always kind of, our mantra is if we can keep the possessions even, we feel like we're going to win just with our talent. And we've done a great job with our turnovers tonight again, only 10. But we gave up 13 offensive boards, and that hurt us. But, we started to clean that up when we started to really catch fire in the, late third. Anthony, update?
15 seconds left.
There's just the score, Anthony. Come on. Oh, up one. All right, thank you. Anybody else?
With the ball.
Okay, all right.
Coach, it looks like last couple games Steph has had some of these, the head-scratching turnovers. Seems to be a little bit out of sync. Have you noticed that his games have been a little off outside of maybe his shooting?
You know, I think the turnovers come and go. It's sort of part of part of Steph's game. I mean, he's not always going to be perfect with the ball, and we're okay with that as long as he's walking that line between the chaos and the discipline we talk about. And guys had a brilliant season, and a couple tough night. I mean, he had a tough night the other night. He had 41 points. So it's like, how tough was it really? But we're probably spoiled, with him. You see a night like tonight, nobody can believe, and including the coaches, that, he hasn't made a shot through three quarters. It just shocks you because you just expect everyone to go. But it's a reminder that they're all human, and they have some tough nights. But what makes Steph stand out is even on a night like tonight, he finds a way to get himself going after three quarters of zero field goals. He still found a way to get it going in the fourth, and we pulled away.
And there's one more game here on this homestand, as Wednesday night the Warriors host the San Antonio Spurs here at Oracle Arena. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.